There's another man, when we talk with him as our broadcast partner, inevitably we talk about a prophetic scenario that's unfolding in our world. When we focus on the European Union and what's happening with that political body and how indeed it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled as well, I'm talking about Dr. Rob Congdon, who covers the European Union for us. Rob, there are so many things happening in our world, but the world seems now to be focusing on the Ukraine. This crisis is unbelievably tragic as to what is happening. Many people have been killed, I think over 100. What's the latest? How is this all developing, and are they going to be able to come to an agreement to go to early elections?
Well, they seem to be saying they will. It's like an on and off again thing. One minute they say we've reached agreement, all looks calm, we can now settle the crisis, and then something kind of fires up. It's like putting out a fire and suddenly another fire opens. So we're not really sure on how this is all going to work out, but I would say almost day by day it could be a changing scenario.
Talk to me about the people in the Ukraine. I cannot understand, and Judy and I, my wife and I, have been into Kyiv, and we've been there in the location where all this disturbance is taking place. There are a people who want to go against the Ukrainian government because it wants to stand basically with Russia, but I cannot understand how they could be so dedicated to want to stand in line with the European Union that they would give up their lives and be willing to go to a civil war. Why is this the case?
There's a lot more to Ukraine than really on the surface most Americans understand. If you look at the Ukraine as a nation that has shifted borders, it has been divided, it is internally, still today, very divided. If you look at the western part of the Ukraine, they border onto Poland, Slovakia, Hungary, and Romania. Those are EU countries, European countries at the moment in terms of influence. The western Ukraine is quite poor. They need financial help. The European Union appears to be the place to get that help. They don't have the loyalties to Russia that the eastern Ukraine has. So obviously the country is kind of divided in loyalties between Europe and Russia. And if you go to the very south, a very familiar area to people who study history is the Crimea. And there you have a tension because Russia needs the naval bases of the Crimea. And yet Europe obviously wants to be there. Some of those people in that area, half of them are loyal to Europe and half are to Russia. So it's a tug of war internally, but at stake is who is the influence of more than just the Ukraine, which is an enormous country of 45 million people. The tension is Russia going to be the influence once again over its satellite countries, or will the EU move in?
You know, that is the development, I think, that people ought to focus on more so. It's Vladimir Putin wanting to make sure he keeps those military bases and his relationship with the Ukraine. Was not the Ukraine the father country of Russia many, many years ago?
Very much so, and Ukraine is very important. It is crucial to Russia. But the real tension is who is the leader now of the world, because Russia has seen the opportunity. The U.S. has appeared very weak. The EU keeps fluctuating whether they're in or out of the Ukraine area. So it's Russia's chance to take on the world stage as the world influence.
One more final thought with you before I let you go, Rob. There is a European Union leader who is predicting that the Eurozone is going to become a federal state. First, give us a quick, short definition of the Eurozone and what's this all mean?
Okay, the Eurozone are those countries in the European Union, so it's sort of a sub-union of countries that use the euro as their currency. They have been drawn through the economic crisis very tightly together. European Commission Vice President Viviane Reding suggesting that that group would become a federal state. Now, We of Prophecy start saying, hold it, could this be some of the breakup that will create 10 different regions, and could these nations of the Eurozone, 18 of them, form another union which might be part of the European Union but kind of a distinct group? So we could see start of the developing of what I've called the regional developments of the 10 kings ultimately that would appear in the tribulation.
Also reminds me of the book of Daniel, chapter 2, where it talks about 10 toes of iron and clay. Iron and clay don't mix together, and it sounds like they're not mixing together either.
No, and also suggesting the weakness. The EU's greatest weakness is that they haven't been able to pull all these into a single mindset, and I think this is more evidence of that.
Dr. Rob Congdon with our report on the European Union, and I let you know at the beginning of the conversation, it would lead us to a prophetic scenario for the end times that's found in God's Word and the stage setting that is taking place in our world today. Rob, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
We'll look forward to it. Lord bless.